Welcome back to this episode of Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama. Today, we're going to talk to EJ Powell, a student and the hype man at University of North Alabama. Thanks for being with us today, EJ.
Thanks for having me, Malia. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk to you. So before we jump in, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you chose UNA and also what you do as the hype man. I need to know more about this.
Okay. So I'm originally from Trustville, Alabama. It's right outside of Birmingham. I went to Trustville High School. And I remember it was my senior year. I really thought I was going to be, like we were talking before we started the podcast, I was going to Auburn because both my parents had went there. But then I wanted to do something a little different. You know, I just wanted to have kind of my own path, my own trailblaze, my own thing. And just kind of, and then I was also a music, very big into music. So they had the entertainment industry here, which was like one of the few programs like that was actually, they were one of the few colleges that actually had the program. So I wanted to take that route. And I took a tour. And when I tell you, it felt like home as soon as I stepped on campus, like everything just felt like I'm supposed to be here. I met President Kitts like my first campus tour, shook his hand, and I was just like, yeah, this is where I want to be at. And then you fast forward like 3 years later, like it was my junior year that I was working in housing, and I kind of did a little bit of different things on campus and been involved, but I was like, I need something that's really gonna like make my mark here, like something that's gonna like get me out there into the public. And so I joined UPC, and I actually was originally joining to be the productions promoter, which is like in charge of like putting on big spring concerts and all the music and stuff like that. And because I had that experience, of course, being a musician and stuff like that. But then they saw my personality during the interview, and she called me back, Becca Bush, my boss, and she was like, I have another job for you. I want to offer it to you. She was like, will you be the hype man? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know that it really is something I want to do. Because you got to think, before, as a student, I always saw the hype man as the person that's just yelling at football games and is always hyped for no reason. And I'm just like, why is he doing that? But then I was like, after thinking about it, I was like, this might be a good role for me because I am a people person. I'm really social. And now you see me just about anywhere. Yeah. Football games, basketball games, tailgates. I speak at bingo bangos. I host any event we have. And I'm just pretty much there to just bring people together, bring it, make it a family atmosphere, bring school spirit and everything I do, and just bring good vibes at all times.
Yeah, that is so cool. I love that. And I mean, just we've been on what, like maybe 2 minutes now, and I can already tell like your personality is electric. You've got really good energy. So this is perfect.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And you are making your mark there. So you're making your own path. I love that. That's so cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. So are you majoring in music? Because you're in the perfect spot there for that too, with Muscle Shoals and the studios.
So funny enough, so you know, parents always looking for the best interest in their kid, of course. Right. So I went originally as an entertainment industry major. And of course, my parents was like, well, what are you going to do with that in 4 years? And I didn't have the exact answer for them, of course, being a freshman, being 18, just starting college. Yes. And I was like, well, I'm not sure. And they was like, well, let's try business or let's try like finance. So I actually ended up graduating with a marketing major and a finance minor. And I'm actually back now for my master's in new business and development. But I still stayed in the music scene. I'm actually in like a band myself, Full Bloom, and I'm actually playing for a lot of different Muscle Shoals acts. So I'm highly into the Muscle Shoals sound area. I just love the music that we have around here.
Yeah, that is so cool though. And you know, your parents, as you get older, you'll realize, I realized this about my parents, that they do know what they're talking about. So, you know, that background in business could really help you to know what's going on the business side of the music industry. So,
definitely, man.
Not a bad move.
I'm always on the negotiating side of things for my band for sure. So it definitely helped for sure. Knowing like the numbers and actually knowing how business is done for sure.
Yeah, that is so cool. So, you know, we may be seeing you, you know, out there performing on the big stage one day.
Speaking into existence. Speaking there into you existence. Go.
That is so cool. Well, let's jump right on in. Okay. For incoming freshmen who just started school a month or so ago, what kind of advice do you have for them getting adjusted to the college life?
honestly, the biggest thing I could say early on is enjoy that freshman year for sure. Like, yeah. Don't overdo it, of course, but like really take it for what it is. Experience the campus, go to mm-hmm. as many events as possible, go to football games, just get a sense of the culture and the spirit that we have here and really take it as, make it your home. And yeah. then once you do that and you see, you'll get to see like different groups. You'll get to see fraternity and sorority life. You'll get to see mm-hmm. UBC out and about. And you'll kind of realize like, all right, where can I fit? Where is my niche? Like, yeah. where can I kind of make my mark at? So mm-hmm. I think that's just the biggest thing. Don't just load your plate early. Cause like, of course, it's great to start stacking the resume, but you don't want to overload yourself in. You're just right. now getting adjusted to classes and now you're doing three different things also. And now you don't yeah. have time for homework, you know? So yeah. I would just say balance. Just take it yeah. for what it is that freshman year. You have all the time in the world. And trust me, you won't have as much free time as you get your freshman year as you do later on. Like, seriously, like you have so much free time and you don't know what to do with it. So that's what I would tell them, definitely, their freshman year.
Yeah. See, this is what I tried to tell my parents too. Like, college is also supposed to be fun, guys.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Of course, they were like, you could study a little bit more, though. They weren't wrong. I could have.
It's all good. I could have did the same thing, but I'm okay yeah, now.
That's right. We're okay. Yeah. We're going to be just fine.
We make it.
That's right. Or are there any resources that students can use to find things to do in the area, like on campus and even off campus things?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we have so many things available to students. We have the Writing Center, which I used a lot because you got to think coming mm-hmm. from high school, you write papers, but you don't really write APA style, yes. MLA style papers. So yeah. like, I didn't even know how to write an APA style paper when I first got here. In a Writing mm-hmm. Center, you walk in, you make your appointment, and they literally just start breaking it down to you, look at your paper, and it's all good. They have Math Center, which helps out a lot. They have the Career Center, which can mm-hmm. start to get a little bit of ideas on what am I doing with my major, where do I want to go next. So yeah. there's just so many things that like we have available to students. Even furthermore, mental health center, like we mm-hmm. have plenty of counseling, anything like that, that we can pretty much assist any student's needs here, which is why it's so great.
Yeah, that is really cool. Mm-hmm. So what about the extracurricular activities? Like what are some of those resources to get people involved?
There's a lot we have to offer too. I mean, if you are, say if you were a former athlete and you kind of retire from sports, like not mm-hmm. playing on a D1 level, we have the rec center, where we mm-hmm. have so many different things. You can pretty much play just about any sport and kind of do competitions. Like we do the basketball league, we do flag football, okay. we do volleyball. It gets really competitive too, because you kind of see a lot of like former athletes that played. So they yeah. all get together and it's kind of like, it gets really intense. It's actually really cool to watch and be a part of. And then furthermore, you also have things like UPC that I'm in, the University Program Council, which we actually program a lot of the programs that you're seeing out here, like Bingo Bango, like a Step Sing, like a okay. spring concert that you can get involved in and actually be a part of planning those events. Yeah. And then if you want to be just part of SGA, you want to make change on campus, actually being part of big decisions that happen for your students, you can be a part of SGA and the student government. I mean, there's just so many different outlets that you can do. And then they even have such more like RSOs, where if you want to start mm-hmm. your own club, you can literally okay. get together with a group of people, do mm-hmm. a petition, and just get somebody to sign off on it, and you have a club. It's oh, just wow. like that. I know, right?
That's
it's really
so cool.
neat. So I tell you, students, there's so many things you could do here. There's no reason you should be staying at the house. Like, just
yeah.
get out, find something that you're interested in, and I promise you, you'll have something to do here.
Yeah. Well, that is so cool. I mean, you don't see a club that you're interested in, then just make one.
Exactly.
That's cool. Okay. Well, let's kind of branch out into the Florence Shoals area. What are some of the really good restaurants downtown in the area that students love going to? What do you recommend?
Ooh, okay. Okay, so definitely going to Lost Pizza. Nothing on the menu at Lost Pizza has missed for me. They got okay. great wings, great pizza, salad. Anything you order from there, you can't miss. I mean, yeah. if you go to Big Bad Breakfast, it's always great.
Oh, yum.
Always great. Getting anything, I usually get my pancakes, my bacon, my eggs. It's a great time over there. Of course, you know, the new burger place they just opened. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now, of course. Like, what? It's not hitting me. Oh my gosh.
You'll think of it in a minute. We'll come back to it.
That's what I'm saying. But it's a great burger place as well, hidden there, that is just really good. So there's a lot. There's a lot of good like local food places. I think I can definitely say in the downtown area, and Soul Ringery. How I almost miss Soul Ringery. If you want some good chicken, or like just wings, chicken. They do chicken and waffles. Like anything in that range, that's where you need to go. That my boy Thad, he's cooking it up over there. Yeah, I tell you, he'll get you right. Seriously, go to Soul Ringery.
I love it. Now I'm starving now. Like my stomach's growling.
Same here. I haven't had lunch yet.
That is so funny. So what are some of the other activities, like maybe like attractions, things like that in the area that, you know, college students might like to go check out?
Funny enough, I think that's kind of the underrated part of Florence in the area. I don't think we take advantage of the stuff we actually do have here. Like you got to think you have a movie theater that constantly has stuff there. You have a skating rink that people, I don't see a lot of people go to, but like you can go there and it's really fun time. There's a bowling alley that you can go to all the time, Lauderdale Lanes. I mean, there's just a lot of things. There's even like a jumping place, like a trampoline type place that I've seen a lot of people participate in and do. So I just feel like there's a lot of different, like if you really want to get outside the box, like even an escape room, if you want to do an escape room, they have deals all the time for students that you can use. And I think they're involved in the May benefits too, that you might get a deal if you show your main card and stuff like that. So there's just a lot of cool things you can actually do here if you just want to get outside of campus, but still be with friends.
Yeah, that's really cool. So have you visited any of the music studios and gone on any of those tours, anything like that?
Oh, for sure. That was the first thing I had to knock out when I got here. I mean, you definitely go to Shoals. And then, of course, you have the big one that I can't think of right now. It's like a mansion. It's kind of weird. Like, it's like a house, but it's literally a studio inside of a house.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ivy Manor. That's what it's called. It's Ivy Manor. So like it's really huge over there. I've seen just about any music venue studio thing that there's here. Cause of course you want to make connections as well, but it's just a really cool time just seeing everything that this place has to offer.
Yeah. That's really cool. Any art museums that anybody likes to visit, check out the local art?
I don't know if I've really gotten into the art museums over here. That might be something I need to do next.
Okay.
I just know a lot is like, of course, the Helen Keller. Like people check out a lot of that type of stuff as far as museums go. And then if you go to the park, they have a big museum that you can check out as well. That kind of gives you the history of Florence and kind of the area. But I haven't really gotten into art, really. So I might have to look more into that.
To add that to your list there.
For sure.
So tell us about the sporting events at UNA. You mentioned, you know, you're the hype man. Tell us what it's like on a game day, football game day at UNA.
Man, UNA game day is one of the most hype days of the year. I mean, you got to think from the moment I wake up, I'm on 10, like the whole day. I have a bullhorn. I'm yelling constantly. I'm with the football team as they run out. I'm like, and they do their little line walk. Like I'm with the student section from start to finish. And we're doing everything we can to will the team to the winner, be as of help. Like we're looking up player stats. We're calling out the player's name and yelling on the sideline. We're like doing everything we can. So it's just such a fun time to see. You see the whole student body get together and really come together and actually try to support the team. And we're doing a lot better this year, too. It's definitely a better year we've been as far as our football team has been. So it's been really fun to watch. But honestly, my favorite is really the basketball season because you really get to be up close. Then as opposed to a football field, like you're literally right there. Like the court is right here. We're like right in your ear. And then the coach, he's really big on fans and making sure that we're there and really excited too. So like he'll get up, he'll slap hands with like everybody in the crowd section. And it's like a really fun time. That's what I'm saying. It's a really fun time to just see him really appreciate us and then really being involved and make us feel like we're important to being a part of the game.
Yeah. That is always special to have, you know, like the team and the coach to support the fans. Cause I mean, when the fans are hype, you know, it hypes up the players and it makes for a really fun atmosphere. That's cool.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So tell us what has been something unexpected about attending UNA or living in Florence. What's been that for you?
That's a great question. I think the most unexpected thing was, I think probably the teachers here and the professors. Okay. I didn't expect for me to make as many relationships as I did. and for to have as be as close with my professors as I ended up being. Because I think that's the great thing about this college is the fact that it's not too big and it's not too small. But at the same time, you can have one-on-ones with your teachers and they remember your face. They remember who you are 2 years down the road and you can go back to them for letters and stuff like that. Or just in life in general. Like, it's funny enough, I had a professor that actually booked me for a music gig. Like, because she still remembered that I played music. She had seen me like with my band at somewhere before. And then I was like, this is like so crazy. You were just my English professor.
Yeah.
And now you're like booking me for a music event. So like, it's just crazy to see the tables turn and just how life has been that like, I'm just really have good relationships with a lot of my professors and I can't complain. All of them have been great. I haven't had a bad experience with any of them. So that's been like probably my most pleasant surprise is just like the relationships I truly made with higher ups and people like that.
Yeah, that is so cool. And as we were talking beforehand, that I got my graduate degree in education at UNA. And I can say that that is true because, you know, I went to Auburn for undergrad and sometimes you were in classes that were so big that, and I mean, in the professor's defense, it's hard to get to know 200 and 300 people. But that's what I found too, that there were a lot of really good professors that you could meet with one-on-one. And like you said, I had professors that wrote letters for me, letters of reference, and they remembered me and they could remember details. So that was really cool. That's neat.
Definitely.
I like that. Well, before we go, we asked our Facebook followers what questions they wanted asked. And the winning question is, what is the best night of the week to go out on the town and where is your favorite place to go?
Best night of the week to go out on town. I think it's a clear Friday. Friday is usually when most of like party scene is coming out. Music events are happening. I feel like everybody student wise would always say OTR, which is On the Rocks, that people will usually go to, or like a Wildwood Tavern, which is like outside of the pizza spot that I can't think of right now that I wanted to name earlier. So I'm so upset that I can't give them a shout out because I get pizzas all the time from there. But if you go to Wildwood Tavern, go to the pizza place right next to it.
Okay.
But for me, I'm going to say Lava Room. Lava Room is one of the newest things they kind of added. It's a real kind of cool spot across from Alabama Outdoors in that shopping area. Okay. And they kind of serve like real like Asian cuisine and like that type of food. And they always have a cool, like, it's like red lights in there and it's kind of a different like scenery they kind of have going on. Yeah. And then they also have a lot of live music always over there. So like, it's just a perfect combination of my favorite things. So that's what I would recommend.
All right. Well, that sounds fun. And then you get to sleep in on Saturday. So of course Friday is going to be the best night, right?
Well, unless you're me, you're going to be at the game Saturday.
Well, true, true. You have an early morning on Saturday.
Exactly. I'm getting up and I'm on 10.
That is so cool. Well, thank you so much for being here. I've loved our conversation and learning more about you and the Florence area and all of that. Thank you.
No, thank y'all for having me. This was a great time and I appreciate you interviewing me, Malia. This means a lot.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, North Alabama's social platforms are linked in the description. Thanks for joining us and we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures.